State Senator Andy Zay, one of your candidates running for Indiana's 3rd Congressional District, has launched a new ad called Talk is Cheap.
It's an election year. You know the drill. More candidates making empty promises. Talk is cheap. I'm Andy Zay, the honest, proven conservative running for Congress, and I've got the record to back it up. In the State Senate, I led the charge to ban sanctuary cities, stop drug dealers who push fentanyl. I'm pro-life, pro-Second Amendment. In Congress, I will put America first, secure the border, and defend Hoosier values. In May, vote for Zay. I'm Andy Zay, and I approve this message.
And joining us live right now, the man in the ad, State Senator Andy Zay. Good morning, Andy.
Wow, what a great start. Thank you.
Yeah, I love that little saying, in May, vote for Zay. Obviously, that's got a nice ring to it. In the press release that was actually sent out with this ad called Talk is Cheap, you shared a statement, Andy, that says you will make sure we have a standalone bill that funds border security. And well, since talk is cheap, if you become our next sitting congressman, how do you plan on ensuring a standalone bill that funds border security?
Well, Kayla, it's very clear to me. Well, first of all, good morning to everybody in Northeast Indiana. And it's clear to me in the visiting with thousands of future constituents and folks that are concerned about the issues of our country that they want a standalone bill, that we need a standalone bill. The security of our border is critical. They're worried about its impact in our communities with fentanyl. They're worried about the safety of the citizens in the communities where we live. And there are two ways to legislate. One is to pile on and bring a bunch of ideas into one bill, essentially buying votes through doing that. The other is educating, hard work, and bringing people around a common sense idea. And I think that's why it's important to have a standalone bill and deal just with the security of our border and the priority that needs to be for our country, since we are now all border states.
Yeah, I couldn't agree with that more. We definitely need that standalone bill, although you mentioned the word common sense, Andy, and I don't really know how you reach across the aisle, if you know what I mean, to actually get that done, but I definitely would be in favor for it. Speaking of our border, bringing it back here to Indiana, something that you and I have talked about a lot here on the show is our National Guard going to the southern border. This is actually coming to fruition. Has our Indiana National Guard, in fact, been deployed, or what's the latest there?
The process has begun. They had a ceremony, I believe, late last week, and they're in, I believe, en route this week. This is a great idea that was shared with me by a fellow veteran and colleague, Representative Chris Judy. I championed it in the Senate and was honestly the only senator that advocated for it early on. Sent a letter to the governor requesting that he support Governor Abbott and begin the states taking charge of where the feds have failed. And a big part of that now is sending our reserves down there, our National Guard down there, support Governor Abbott, support the Texas border. So it's one small step that I believe many Republican governors are coming around to begin the process of securing our border.
Do you know how many troops we're sending?
Indiana, I believe, is committing 50 troops.
Well, definitely keep us updated on how that goes, Andy. Keep me in the loop. In other news, I say it all the time here on the show that not all water is created equal, and that really has been the case in Andrews, Indiana. I know you know that. I know you've represented that area early on in your career. I know you've weighed in the past when it comes to all of this ongoing legal drama in Andrews due to some chemicals being found in the town's drinking water. So Andy, I wanted to ask you this morning, is Andrews still on your radar? Because I'll be honest, I feel like I haven't heard much talk about this really from anyone. It got brought up in a recent gubernatorial debate and the candidates all kind of acted like, what water problem in Andrews? So is it still on your radar as you're making this run for the 3rd District?
Oh, absolutely. I've been working with IDEM intimately through my legislative experience and personally been trying to work with the stakeholders involved to bring people around the idea and around what solutions can be brought to bear for Andrews. We've simply got to decide what is the best alternative, either moving water in from the city of Huntington or moving the water locations out to another area where it gets beyond the plume of the contaminated water underneath the ground. And my goal for Andrews, for really any small community, which I've been working on a bigger plan, is to take care of these brownfields, take care of these blighted areas in all our communities. Because for the city of Andrews, this has really become a blight and an identity. And I think it's a true example of the impact that a negative environmental thing can have on a community. And certainly Andrews is the one I'm most familiar with, but I think this is happening all throughout our state.
Yeah,
that's... We're in a position now where we can begin to move forward and clean these things up, and we need to do that.
Yeah, that's a good point, because it's not just Andrews, but I do feel like, Andy, a couple... I mean, you just mentioned it. There's kind of been a couple of issues or solutions tossed out there to this issue, specifically in Andrews, but yet it doesn't really seem like much action has really been taken. I mean, what's the hang-up in getting one of these plans to actually come to fruition?
Well, I think it's with the town council, and they have to make that decision of, are they going to, like I said, partner with the city of Huntington to bring water out, which is about a 3 to 5 mile pipeline that they would need to take out, or are they going to move the entire water plant to a new area? And the concern, of course, in moving the plant is how big that, you know, we don't know exactly how big that plume is underground. So how far out would they need to go to do that? And they want control of that water facility, but they have to show that, you know, that they can manage it, because they have a lot of other operational controls with a lot of water loss in their infrastructure and the pipelines within the community.
In the meantime, Andy, for residents in Andrews right now listening, and they're like, but Andy, I can't drink my water. I haven't been able to drink the water from my tap for years. I mean, what would you tell them? What are they supposed to do?
We've got to make a decision. We have monies available. We have commitments available from OCRA, from the Indiana Finance Authority, and other organizations within the state that are prepared and ready to move forward and act. But the town council needs to decide which direction they want to go.
Looks like I need to have some members on from the town council there in Andrews to find out what really is the hang up here. Andy, really great stuff as always. I appreciate you making the time. I'm sure we'll be in touch as May 7th is just around the corner.
All right. Thank you very much. Thanks for having me on. And everybody have a great day today.
That's State Senator Andy Zay, one of your candidates running for Indiana's 3rd Congressional District. Coming up, we got the top 3 things you need to know straight ahead here on WoWo.
Podcasts by Federated Media.